Our contention is that we have an institution in South Africa called the Public Protector that is similar to an ombudsperson, and the Public Protector made some findings around the liability of President Zuma to repay public money that had been spent on his private residence for so-called security upgrades. We, who served on the committee of parliament that went to go and see those upgrades, believed that that expenditure was irregular and that it substantially enhanced the value of his private residence. And in line with the findings of the Public Protector, we believe that the president has a responsibility to repay a reasonable proportion of those costs. And what happened in the National Assembly today was that instead of backing the Public Protector's findings on this matter, the National Assembly majority party agreed simply to absolve the president of his responsibility to pay back the money and instead to say that he owed nothing to these very substantial improvements to his own house.
What is it that the opposition is going to do? What are the options left for the opposition?
We hoped that the majority party would accept our minority report, but in the event that they did not do so, we will tomorrow be serving legal papers on the president, on the Speaker of the National Assembly, on the Minister of Police to force them to accept the remedial action that was ordered by the Public Protector, which was that the president had to pay back a reasonable proportion of the costs of the non-security aspect of the upgrades to his private home.
To the credit of President Zuma and the ruling National Congress Party, they have said that the fire pool was there to be used to serve as a water source for firefighting.
Yeah, well, the fire pool is what you and I would both describe as a swimming pool. It has a deep end and it has a shallow end. It is tiled. It has a childproof net across it. It is a swimming pool. There's nothing else to describe it as. And in any event, there are no pumps anywhere available in the vicinity of the president's household that could be used to employ the water that is in this tank to fight a fire. And the fire chief of that municipality told me personally that by the time they got there, if there was a fire, it would have destroyed all the buildings in any event. So we regard this thing as a complete chimera. It is a swimming pool. It was intended to be a swimming pool. It has no force and effect in terms of fighting fires at the president's private residence.
Generally, what's the view of South Africans on this matter? Are South Africans with the president, or are the South Africans skeptical about what the president or the ruling party are saying?
Well, look, most South Africans don't know really what the issues are. And accordingly, most South Africans will assume that the president has spent this money in good faith. It is our job to go and educate South Africans that, in fact, what went on here was unconstitutional, if not criminal.